Hello, this is Chuck Buller for the Palm Village Word. I'm here with Jim Duick and Evelyn Schusselman, and we represent Palm Village, a continuing care retirement community in Reedley, California. And today we want to talk about a topic: what are the questions we should be asking about evaluating whether or not a person needs residential care in their retirement years? There are a lot of misnomers about senior care, and one of those is that the majority of people who are seniors live in a residential care facility. That is simply not true. In fact, only about 10% do. At any given time, there might be 2 to 4% of people in a skilled nursing facility, but the reality is 90% of seniors live at home. Now, you can do a number of things with statistics, obviously, and every day a new business opens that caters to seniors who live at home. In fact, Palm Village is talking about beginning to provide services for seniors who live at home because, in fact, as the baby boomers begin to retire, there are simply going to be millions and millions of seniors who choose to grow old at home. But that's not the only way to manage a statistic. Another way to look at it is, should a trend really be followed as a trend? Is it good that so many people live at home when, in fact, they might need residential care? Well, obviously, working for Palm Village, all of us believe that more people would benefit from a residential care facility than not. And so we have come through our observations to learn to ask some questions of the children of seniors that they might want to ask. We're going to call them our top 10 questions to ask your parents who are living at home as to whether or not they should consider moving into a facility. The first question might simply be, are your parents in good health and enjoying themselves? Now, I'm going to let Evelyn and Jim reflect on each of these 10 questions about what else that might include.
Yeah, health can be measured in, I guess, some different ways, but I think the first thing to look at is frequent doctor's visits. Are your folks going to the doctor frequently? Are they having to see a lot of specialists? Do they have chronic illnesses that are really plaguing them, that looking down the road, are they going to have more and more issues and that's going to have to be managed and they're going to need additional care because of that? So that's one thing to look at.
Also, for the children of seniors, if your parents start to ask for help, take that seriously, because, for example, there was one couple where they just they felt they needed a TV, so they wanted their children to help them get a TV. So when the son went over and checked, well, here they were spending quite a bit of money for cable service, and the screen was very fuzzy. Well, it was because, for those of you who know how to work this, you have to be on a particular channel, usually channel 3 or 4 for the cable to work. Well, they were off the channel they didn't know how to get back on.
So quality of life is an important issue, and a general question such as, are your parents in good health, has plenty of rabbit trails you can take, but it's a question worth asking a professional in the senior care business. Secondly, how are your parents dealing with medications that they are having prescribed for various health conditions?
Sure. What happens oftentimes with seniors is what we call polypharmacy, where they're taking multiple medications. They have lots of different prescriptions. It seems that a lot of times what happens is medications get prescribed and then more medications get added on top of that. And very rarely do doctors or does anybody ask, can we review the medications and look and see what should come off? And one tool that people need to remember is the pharmacist. We all have physicians. Some of us have multiple physicians because of specialists. But a pharmacist, especially, you know, you should get your prescriptions all from one pharmacy. But if you periodically have even the pharmacist review your medications, and just to get that extra kind of added check is a really important thing too, because the pharmacist can make recommendations, give you things to talk to your doctor about, or possibly maybe would be willing to call the doctor for you and have a conversation with the doctor.
It'd also be good to look at all the medications that your parents are taking and have them explain to you what they are for, especially if they're seeing multiple doctors, because they don't necessarily have one central person that's reviewing everything. If they cannot tell you what they're for, that's a red flag.
As well as looking at dates of expiration. Most people in the greatest generations we know it hate to throw things away, including old medications.
Right. And you want to check the system, too, or check the bottles, make sure if it's a 90-day supply that they haven't had it for 6 months, because
absolutely,
then obviously you know they're not taking it.
Right.
And if they tell you, oh, I just put the new ones in the old bottle, well, you know what, Mom, you need to stop doing that. We need to know.
Yeah, chances are if your 80-year-old mother is still taking a birth control pill, it's probably should have been thrown out.
Probably.
I'm going to let Jim answer a question because he's got a story. Is the refrigerator and pantry well stocked?
With my wife's grandmother, one of the triggers for her when she needed assisted care was she only wanted to eat pretzels. Pretzels and something to drink. That's all she felt she needed. And didn't see any reason why she needed to eat anything else. So, yes, actually eat with them. Eat some meals with them. See what they're eating. Are they drinking enough? Because you can very easily get dehydrated, and that can create all kinds of problems. So, yeah, be aware of what your parents are eating, what they're not eating.
Yeah, my grandma's food of choice was coffee and ice cream. So I bet our grandmas would have really liked each other.
Well, if you have to grow old, that's not a bad choice. And it kind of ties into other questions surrounding this, like how are leftovers being stored? Saran wrap over a can really doesn't qualify as proper storage.
And length, I would think, too. How long are leftovers being kept in
right.
the refrigerator?
A lot of kids just don't even want to look in their parents' refrigerator for fear of having to face what's ever in there. Talk a little bit about cleanliness in and around the kitchen and bathroom, Jim, because that's a big issue for seniors.
Well, there was another couple that was complaining that their dishwasher wasn't working. And matter of fact, that's another one, red flag. If they're starting to complain the TV isn't working, the refrigerator isn't working, the dishwasher isn't working, those can be red flags. It's also possible that it isn't working. But in this particular case, what was happening was they would turn the dishwasher on and forget that the dishes had been washed. And so in the morning, they'd open it up and they'd put dirty dishes in there. And then later in the day, they'd say, oh, well, I think we washed those dishes. Let's empty. So they'd empty out the dishwasher and they'd be taking out some of the plates were clean, some of the plates were dirty. So if they say, hey, my dishwasher's not working, that's something to look at.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, often these are the same traits that single men have between the age of 20 and 25. So it shouldn't be too hard to identify with. You know, we might want to think about, can your parents get their mail, newspapers, and bills? And do you notice when they do so, are there a lot of late notices?
Yeah, that's definitely a sign. You know, can they physically make it to the mailbox? Are they able to remember to get the mail? Are they managing all of that? What are they doing with it? I think most of us that care for seniors see that they get a lot of junk mail. And that's the other thing to watch. I think we've all had experience with seniors that have fallen trapped to the scams. I'm going to call them scams because that's what they are, where, you know, pay us $50 and we enter your name into a prize. Or worse yet, you've won $100,000, pay us $2,000 and we'll bring you the money. Things like that. I've seen lots of seniors spend money, waste away lots of their money on things like that. So you need to really watch what's coming in their mailbox.
There was a woman that was helping her parents pay their bills, and she would go over there every week. And one week she walked in, they said, oh, good news, there's no bills to pay. And so she said, well, let's just see. And so, of course, she went in there and looked, and there was actually about $2,000 of bills that needed to be paid. So just because your parents say there isn't anything to be paid doesn't necessarily mean that's the case.
Yeah, and you definitely want to do your best to have your parents involved in this. I mean, it's really tricky, and those are other conversations I guess we can have at another time about how you even approach doing this, because we don't want to just take things over from them either. I mean, all of us want to have control over our own finances and our own issues, our own health, all of that.
One of the reasons Palm Village is in existence is because of its belief in the dignity of each person, the God-given dignity of each person. And one of the great challenges in dealing with seniors is, you know, whether you're talking to your parents about why they should or shouldn't be driving and how well I remember the day I took my mom's car keys away. There's a point right there where it feels like you're almost taking away their dignity, their humanity even. And until you've walked through that, you really can't appreciate just how that feels either as parent or child. And so part of why we're talking to you, our audience, about this is because it's never too early. If you're a baby boomer and you have parents who are seniors, or you're about to become one, to learn to ask some of the right questions. So let's keep going with another one of our top 10 questions. Is the checkbook reconciled and the bank account in order and the will signed and the safety box assigned a key that everybody can find? All of the above. Yes, no, maybe. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's very important to actually build trust with your parents, because these are very sensitive and private matters. And so the first thing is to have a good enough relationship with your parents to where they would be willing to share that with you. There was one family where they had a trust, and it was all in a nice binder. But what they had done was the couple had used a paralegal, and nothing wrong with using a paralegal, and the paralegal had prepared all the documents. But then it was now up to the person, the senior, to now take that and record everything, and they hadn't done that. And so, in effect, they didn't have a valid trust because they missed one of the steps. And so it is very important to review all this to make sure that everything is in order.
Yeah, and in relationship to that, there are other personal kinds of questions that have nothing to do with money but are sometimes hard to have, and it has to do with personal hygiene. You know, one of the jokes my kids tell all the time, if they see me drop something on my shirt while I'm eating, they remind me that I'm getting older, and I'm 56 years old. But there's a part of that that's not funny that has to do with personal hygiene, cleanliness, and how people feel about themselves. Evelyn, how have you seen, you know, seniors grapple with that issue, and children of seniors in particular be part of the solution?
Yeah, I think sometimes those hygiene issues come about because, you know, vision changes, so they don't necessarily see the food on their shirt, or maybe they think, oh, that just happened, I'll wear it again tomorrow, when it's actually been the third day that that food stain has been there. So a lot of it depends on if we're dealing with memory issues, because if there's memory issues, if there's dementia going on, then the world of hygiene is a whole huge topic. A lot of times, too, we have to look back. My grandma used to tell me that back growing up, they just bathed once a week. I mean, that was just what they did. And it was one bathtub of water for all eight kids, you know, and you certainly didn't want to be the last one because it was the dirtiest water. So for some folks, if they revert back to that, they just don't have the same ideas, I guess, about hygiene that the rest of us would have.
You know, my grandma used to tell that same story. I'm really hoping she was making it up, kind of like walking through the snow, you know, but probably it was true.
Yeah.
And it's a reality of changing generations and the value they assign to different aspects of personal care. Once again, if somebody is 80, 90, 100 today, they come out of a saving and storing generation versus the one that's coming that tries to spend it as fast as they can. And all of those values really affect the way people even view the aging process. We see on television quite often today commercials showing a shower or a bathtub that you can kind of just walk into and close the door behind you. There's all kinds of advertising that is going to be hitting the senior every day, all day, that has to do with every one of these issues. And we encourage our listeners to be wise. And once again, develop a relationship with a senior care professional. I'm sitting with two of them today, Jim Duick and Evelyn Schlusselman. And don't be afraid to call and ask any question. We'd be glad to entertain that question, whether or not you ever choose to live at Palm Village. One last question I want to ask, and I think we've now fulfilled our 10, is what would you recommend to a child of a parent who has a lot of these things going wrong but simply refuses to move out of their house?
Yeah, that is a tough one. I think the most important thing is to remember that our parents and our grandparents want what we want. We want to be able to make our own decisions. We want to be able to stay in control of our situation. We do not want things done for us. We want to be involved in the situation. We want to be involved in the decision making. So that might be the most important thing you can do, is find out where mom or dad are coming from and what it is exactly that they want, and then try to figure out a way to make that happen for them.
Yeah, definitely talk to your parents, get involved in their lives.
Yeah.
And if you feel just completely overwhelmed, call, and
yeah,
we'll help you. We'll help you walk through it.
Thank you very much for listening. And if you would like, again, to have a conversation with any one of us, call us at 559-638-6933. Ask for Jim or Evelyn or Chuck. We'd be glad to entertain that conversation. If you want to visit us, we have a public event coming up on October the 6th from 10 to 1 called our Cinnamon Jamboree. And it's a great time to eat some great food with our residents and have a tour of our facility. This has been Chuck Buller for the Palm Village Word.